is Wade Breath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There are 3,900 co-working spaces in the U.S. according to emergent research, with an estimated 15 of them that offer childcare. Trump Tower is one of more than 108 properties where public spaces do not comply with New York City rules, meaning that's more than half of all locations with privately owned public spaces in the city. Muslim won a key election over a Christian governor of the state of Jakarta in Indonesia. Studies find that the world's oceans are littered with trillions of pieces of plastic, bottles, bags, toys, nets, and more, and that the seaboard junk is making its way into the Arctic. Recently, two Mexican state governors were caught on the lam, one in Italy and one in Guatemala. Three other former state governors are missing, and more than a half dozen are under investigation or fighting prosecution on corruption charges. Democrats are calling for help in a Montana statewide election to fill a congressional seat. While violent crime was increasing by 100% between 1970 and 1990, the number of lying prosecutors rose by only 17%. But between 1990 and 2007, when the crime rate began to fall, the number of prosecutors went up 50% and the number of prisoners went up with it. New York City is trying to raise the price of a pack of cigarettes to $13 and reduce the number of places that sell cigarettes in order to push 160,000 of its residents to stop smoking. Drug price gouging could be curtailed by exercising a little-used provision of the Medicare Modernization Act that allows drug imports that are safe and capable of saving American lives. 85,000 foreign workers come to the U.S. on H-1B visas. According to a company survey, Tinder users are more likely to be looking for a committed relationship than are offline daters. German anti-immigration party leader facing falling poll numbers has indicated she will not lead her party's ticket in an election scheduled for this September. Voice of the People. Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Breath. The News Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.